Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, I'm sorry. Apologizing is not as simple as saying, I'm sorry. Truly thoughtful apologies repair and rebuild relationships, but thoughtless or insincere apologies may do more harm than good. Think of the last time you apologized for something you said or did. What words did you speak? Were they heartfelt and honest? Did your voice tone and body language send the same or different message than your words? Were excuses and justifications mixed in with your apology? The way in which we apologize says a lot about our character. Do we accept full responsibilities for the things that we say or do? Or do we feel the need to explain the reason for our actions by pointing fingers? Do the words that come out of our mouths have real meaning, or are we just apologizing because it is expected of us? We all make mistakes. No one's perfect. But how we rebound from those mistakes and apologize for our behavior will play a critical role in the impressions we make and the respect we have from our friends, family, and coworkers. If done correctly, your apology will make a lasting impression and distinguish you as someone who accepts responsibility for your actions. My wife and I have 4 children, so you can imagine there have been numerous times when we've had to remind them about how to give a proper apology. Today's tips are based upon the lessons we have taught our children over the years, and I have to give my wife full credit for helping us learn how to make things right. Don't make the common mistake of giving an explanation or a justification when you apologize. It will cheapen and discount your apology. The way to apologize is to accept responsibility for your actions and start with the obvious words, I'm sorry. This won't be easy, especially if your regrettable actions were in response to someone else's actions. It takes a strong person to accept responsibility for their actions and not justify them. Remember, you are in control of your actions, and blaming others is just a lame excuse. When you do apologize, be genuine and honest. If you try to fake your way through an apology, people will see right through it, and it will only make the situation worse. If you have done something you shouldn't have done, or said something you shouldn't have said, you have just made a negative impression. An insincere apology is like pounding that negative impression in their head with a hammer. It is a sure way to lose someone's respect. Focus on making sure that your tone and body language send the same messages as the words you speak. It's also helpful to include some specifics in your apology behind the words, I'm sorry. Acknowledging what you did wrong conveys that you really understand the impact of the words that you spoke or your actions. You may need to take a little time to collect your thoughts before delivering a genuine apology, but don't let the clock run out. When you need to apologize for something, the sooner you could do it effectively, the better. After you have apologized, then seek forgiveness. Offer to make amends if appropriate, and then hopefully the person will agree to forgive you and you can both move on. It takes a strong person to apologize as I've described, but doing so will bring closure to your mistake and potentially restore a damaged relationship. So, you can imagine now what comes next. Who needs an apology from you? Do you have any damaged relationships? Today's challenge is to make a call or set up an appointment with someone you have wronged, offended, or misguided. As you meet with these people, think about the words that you will use and the way that you will deliver those words. So, will you accept my challenge? If you have any contributions to this post, please share them in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And as Lynn Johnson said, an apology is the superglue of life. It can repair just about anything.